Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast today, a mixture of sun and clouds. We will have a high of about 29 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it is 18, 13 in Burlington, Milwaukee 19, 18 at this hour in Racine. The final candidates for the April general election have been chosen from the primaries held yesterday. WRJN's Janet Hoff has the results of what happened, who's in and who's out.
Jones and Anderson finish 1-2 for Racine's 2nd Aldermatic District. Lauren and Dunk advance for District 4, but Carter was a close third. Wider and Peterson will meet in District 6. Mount Pleasant trustee races advance McCluskey and Itwaska, along with Claussen and Hansen. Nelson and O'Connell will meet for Racine Unified District 6. Heck and Lively and Venturini advance in District 7. Errington and Torres were eliminated by voters for Kenosha School Board. Fox and Gashke advance for Kenosha Aldermatic District No. 2. Juliana and Preston will square off in Aldermatic District 7. Barrett and Donovan will meet for Milwaukee Mayor. Larson and Abley for Milwaukee County Executive. And Bradley and Kloppenberg will meet for State Supreme Court. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Meanwhile, that U.S. Supreme Court situation still getting lots of attention. Former Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold thinks that the Court Justice Scalia's record of service should be recognized before the political scramble to fill his seat on the High Court. But the Democrat certain that finding a nominee should not wait until the presidential election has taken place.
I don't think there's any question that it's the responsibility of the president to nominate somebody, and the United States Senate, if it's doing its job, will act on it. Otherwise, what we're going to have is what really will probably be at least a year and a half before we have a ninth justice on the Supreme Court. And that means it's going to be deadlocked. You know, we already have a deadlocked, gridlocked United States Congress and especially U.S. Senate. I don't think we really need another branch of our government to be deadlocked.
Feingold indicating there's plenty of time for a nominee to be approved before the November election. Feingold, of course, running to get his old job back from Republican Senator Ron Johnson. The Women's Resource Center of Racine is within about $70,000 of completing a much-needed shelter within the old Dover Center Elementary School and the St. Mary's of Dover Parish School. It's received a $35,000 challenge match grant from the Rood Family Foundation. The center's director, Sherry Griffin, says the goal is to reach that target, even go beyond it if possible, by the end of March. Their 16-bed shelter proposed for domestic violence victims is really needed west of the interstate, and they hope they can open it in May, if not sooner. Griffin also referencing the Bernie Sanders presidential campaign and the $27 donations he's been receiving, says that small donations can also work to get their shelter portion that's up and running.
$5 donations, $10 donations, penny jars, quarter jars. We just took in a jar of change that some older gentleman had collected. He brought it over to the center. I was not exactly sure how much was going to be in there, but we deposited $78 in change. $78 in a challenge grant is $156. So if you've got a challenge grant and someone's willing to give me their $10 worth of pennies, I will take it because that's 20.
Any size donation to the Healing House goes to their secure mailbox at 23303 Church Road in Kansasville. The zip code 53139. Put shelter or Healing House in the memo space of your check. Kenosha police investigating a reported armed robbery of the Speedway gas station at 37th Avenue and 60th Street just after 2:30 this morning. The initial reports indicated an Hispanic male about 5'5 with a scarf over his face displayed a gun, then got away with an undisclosed amount of money, last observed on foot heading north on 37th. Last night, Racine police talking to a pizza delivery driver who said that he got robbed at gunpoint while in the 4600 block of Olive Street. The offender reported to have been a short black male in a dark hoodie who displayed a black and silver handgun. A car versus bus accident that we told you about yesterday morning, well, that involved an inattentive driver on Highway 20 near Highway V in Mount Pleasant. Police indicating the man apparently looking down at his phone and failed to stop for the bus, which had stopped to pick up a child. The bus driver, the child, not hurt. Driver of the car, with some injuries to his hand and arm, went to the hospital. There were citations for the inattentive driving, plus not having insurance. Sturtevant Village board members got together with members of the Racine Unified School Board last night, something Village President Steve Jansen commented that he doesn't think it ever happened before. The future of the Sturtevant Sportsplex, block scheduling, transforming Schulte Elementary maybe into a K-8 facility, those were some of the main discussion topics. Jansen said he would sign on the dotted line if the district wanted to expand Schulte to add a middle school.
I think overall, when you look at the education, that's why people get frustrated, that it seems like we've been trying the same thing over and over again. It hasn't been working. If you want to transform Unified, I think we need to, I think it should be a goal to downsize as soon as possible all middle schools and within 5 years be out of the middle school business.
At the end of the 45 minutes of discussion, those two governing bodies agreed they should get together again and talk some more. At the state capitol, the Senate approves a bill on waterway regulations minus some of the controversial provisions, according to Green Bay Republican Rob Coles.
A number of things were taken out of the bill. A number of things were modified, but there was plenty of input on the bill. And, you know, the process is not ideal at the end. I think we all know that, but I think the final product is a decent product.
Among the items removed, language dealing with lake property owners and their right to dredge adjacent to their property. Racine-based SC Johnson announcing it will donate at least $15 million over the next year to provide products to help needy families combat the mosquitoes that may carry Zika and other viruses. Company will partner up with international groups and health foundations providing insect repellents and household insecticides. The donation to include cash contributions that will cover the logistics, distribution, and educational materials. And Milwaukee County Parks Department officials say they're pleased with the results so far from traps that have been placed in Wauwatosa for coyotes. Four of the animals captured this week in the Underwood Creek area, the traps strategically placed after several pets had been attacked. Once they're captured, the coyotes are tagged so they can be tracked, and then they're released, the goal being to stop attacks in the future. WRJN.com, that's our webpage and our newscaster there throughout the day. Just look in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, that's for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.